This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, it's that time of the week again, Wednesday morning, where you're joining me on Bump and Beyond. I am your host, Yolandi Becker, and as always, we are talking parenting. And now today specifically, we are going to be talking about before you become a parent, but more on that just now, because today I want to start off the show, first of all, with a little bit of gratitude. I want to thank you as the listener. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my show. I hope you find the show helpful and a bit entertaining, but it has been such a privilege for me to be able to take some of your time each week and for you to listen. So again, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. It's really one of my favorite things to do during the week because I like that I know people are listening to me. So it's a little bit selfish as well. Today, as I said, as always, we talk parenting. And as always, I, of course, also want you to be part of the conversation. We are going to be talking and focusing a little bit on pregnancy and the time just after pregnancy, maybe. Let's face it, pregnancy is wonderful, of course, but we're going to be talking about the wonderful and the not so wonderful parts of being pregnant. But I wanted to kind of just start off by saying, when we talk about pregnancy, I want to remind you that you are making a human being from scratch. That is a pretty, you might have already done it like me twice, but that is pretty impressive. So if you are pregnant or you have been pregnant, you know what? Remind yourself of that fact that you are making an actual human being inside your body from scratch. And that is flipping amazing. There is no question about it. And that also means that you can pretty much do anything. So take that into your day, knowing that you are a pretty badass. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that. But for the day is that you are growing human, and that is pretty cool. So keep that in mind while I complain about pregnancy. Some interesting facts to start off with that I wanted to share with you in this journey of creating an actual human being. You have to realize that during pregnancy, your blood volume actually increases. You have 40 to 50% more blood in your body when you are pregnant and by the end of your pregnancy. So that also adds to your body weight, just FYI. So don't be too concerned if you're gaining some weight. Your uterus obviously also expands. I think you know that. But to just give you some idea of it, it starts off the size of an orange, and by the end, it's the size of a watermelon. Okay, again, lots of growth and things happening here, also adding maybe a little bit to your weight. Because I want to remind you of that, because sometimes we feel like, oh, you're gaining weight while you're pregnant and whatever. And actually the baby only takes about 3.5 to 4 kilos of that weight gain is just the baby. The rest is fat, protein, amniotic fluid, blood, your boobs growing, all sorts of body fluids getting up. You have to remember that if you think now this orange and it becomes a watermelon, you still have organs in your body and they still have to stay somewhere inside you. They don't disappear. So you can just imagine what this impact is on your body. Again, you are a rock star when you are creating and when you are a baby and creating a human being. It's amazing. You can do a lot if you know that. You need about 300 extra calories per day while you're pregnant. Only 5% of babies are born on their due date. That's funny and obvious. Newborns actually have more bones than adults. That's also a little bit obvious. They do have to go through a very specific tunnel to get out, so it might help if they're a little bit flexible. They actually have 300 bones in comparison to 206 that adults have. They have more bones, but actually they don't get less bones. It's just that the bones actually fuse together as they get older. And the last but not least, if you are pregnant, please put the radio or your phone closer to your belly, because babies actually can hear while they're in the womb. So I would like them to know my voice, that they are set for the future when they want to listen to my show. But as I said, that's just some interesting facts about pregnancy. But today specifically, we want to talk about something that's a little bit less not so nice, I guess, is the fact that you are actually carrying a lot of extra weight. And that could mean that there's some pains that you might experience. I remember that when I was pregnant, I took the time to continue my exercise, and I did something called preggy bellies. It was bouncing around on a ball, and this made a huge difference with the strength of my pelvis and things like that, which helped with what we're talking about today, which is your pelvic, your pain during pregnancy. And to help me talk about that is, as always, getting in the experts, and a very nice expert I have today. I'm talking to physiotherapist Henri Potgieter today. Thank you, Henri, for joining me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm very excited to talk to you about the whole pelvic girdle pain. I am very convinced I had similar pains, but I was more concerned with my heartburn that took over all pain that I had during pregnancy. But it does, as obviously your belly becomes bigger and bigger, it becomes more uncomfortable and painful often when you have to carry this big load. So let's start off by just confirming, what is pelvic girdle pain?
So pelvic girdle pain is an umbrella term that refers to any pain that is experienced in the pelvic area. And the pelvis, or the pelvic girdle we are talking about today, is the paired hip bones that's connected at the back, at the sacrum, or that is the base of the spine, and in the front it is connected at the
pubic area. That's where your vagina is. I'm yes. Just saying that because I do like saying vagina on live radio.
But yeah, any pain in that circle can be diagnosed as pelvic girdle pain.
It is at the front and the back that you can experience this pain.
In with both in pregnancy and even males can have pelvic girdle pain, and it can either be at the back, both sides, one side, at the back and the front. So it can literally be in all the places or in one of the places.
Because now, like as you were talking about it, I can't remember having at the front part. It's 12 years ago, so in all essence, maybe I just blocked it out, who knows? But I can specifically remember at the back, I definitely had lower back and back pain quite regularly,
yes.
When I, especially at the end of my pregnancy, because I do think the posture, how you're walking and things like that might have an impact on it, but I am looking forward to getting more into what the actual cause is of this, because I'm speculating, and more on this after the ad break.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
Thank you if you've just joined me. You are on Bump and Beyond, and I am your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we are talking parenting. And today specifically, I'm talking to physiotherapist Henri Potgieter, and she's like got a special interest in musculoskeletal pain and sports injuries. And she's the only, and I will ask her this because I didn't know what this means, one of the only physiotherapists and chiropractors in South Africa that actually knows the McKenzie method. And I would really like to delve into that. But today specifically, we are talking about pelvic girdle pain during and after pregnancy. She mentioned that this is the kind of pain that you have in the lower regions, either in the front, in the back, during pregnancy. If you've experienced any pain during pregnancy, before, after, and you, as always, I want you to share in the conversation. So if you have questions or concerns, if you are experiencing some pain and you want to know something specifically about it, please do join in the conversation. You can send us a telegram on 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us at 34519. Remember that SMSs are charged at 1.50 per SMS. As I mentioned, I definitely had some lower back issues, and I'm a little bit angry because I did do some exercise during that time. So maybe it didn't, maybe I wasn't doing the right exercise. But Andre, what is some of the causes then of pelvic girdle pain? What can cause it? Just a heavy load.
There are many causes of pelvic girdle pain, like trauma when someone fall on a buttocks, muscle-related problems like piriformis syndrome, inflammatory conditions, orthopedic conditions like lower back pain, gynae conditions like endometriosis or adhesions can cause pelvic girdle pain. But what we are focusing on today is pregnancy-related pelvic girdle pain. During pregnancy, it is a particular hormone called relaxin that contributes to the pain. This hormone loosens the ligaments to prepare your pelvis for birth, but also causes more movement in the joints, leading to discomfort and pain. Relaxin peaks between 12 and 14 weeks, which is quite early in your pregnancy. And that is also why we see ladies quite soon and where they don't necessarily show as far yet. But later on, the pain might come back again or it might stay there. But that is because your belly grows, your center of gravity changes, and then it is more about the weight your, I want to say, loosely fit pelvis is supposed to carry in the third trimester.
Oh, I mean, again, this body of ours is like a miracle and a half. And I'm a little bit disappointed that with evolution, this relaxing time hasn't changed a little bit. I feel like it could go a little bit longer before it starts happening. But it is, I mean, just your body preparing already at such an early stage to push out a golf ball or like a watermelon out of a golf ball sized hole is pretty impressive. And of course, this, like you said, can cause extra pressure and cause some pain because your body is changing, of course, during this time. But now, is there any, if you have this pain, should you be concerned? Can it harm your baby if you've got pelvic girdle pain? Because that would be my first thing is like, is it something serious? Like, is it happening? Should I be worried?
So if it is pregnancy-related pelvic girdle pain, you don't have to be worried. It is not serious and it cannot harm your baby. It is just sore and difficult for you to get around.
No, but is it just where exactly? I mean, you're now saying, is it just sore? Is that the only kind of symptom of it? Or is there anything else that will happen if you have pelvic girdle pain?
Mostly it is pain. And sometimes you might experience clicking or grinding at the pubic bone at the front or even at the back of the pelvic ring. But it is the pain.
A clicking, what? What is that? What?
When you were telling about your back pain and that you did not have pain at the front, I wanted to say that you can even have clicking. And I do think ladies who complain of pain at the front, definitely I think the pain is more severe and clicking are more common when you have pain at the pubic bone.
Does it then click while you're walking or just sitting or whatever? So you're like walking around and there's a funny sound coming from your vaginal area.
Yes. So usually it won't necessarily be audible for other people.
Oh, okay.
But there will be a clicking or a grinding, usually with movement.
No, it's like you're walking around and then people are like looking at you like, don't worry, I'm pregnant. Yeah, and you might not even look pregnant yet.
Say it's your ankle that's clicking.
Okay, see, there, I'm solving problems here while we're talking. It's your ankle that's clicking, or your knee. how would it though, if it's just the pain that you're feeling, and we know now that it's normal and it's associated with pregnancy, do you need to be diagnosed with it? Should you, if you feel pain, I feel always, especially if it's happening all the time, it should be advisable that you go to a doctor to check it out, right?
So you are pregnant, so hopefully you are seeing your gynae often. So the gynae should know about it, and hopefully your gynae refers you to a physiotherapist, but physios are first line practitioners. You are allowed to go to one without a referral, and the physio will examine your posture and the movement of your back and hips. They will also rule out other possible causes of pain. For example, in the presence of low back pain, the manual tests we do on the pelvis to confirm the source of pain can give us false positives. So it is necessary to address the back pain first before we make the diagnosis of pelvic girdle pain.
What else could it be if you have lower back pain?
So you might have had back pain in the past. So the source of the pain might be your back, like in any other individual who is suffering of lower back pain at that stage.
Oh,
and
nice.
It might not be then the pelvic girdle pain relating to your pregnancy, and you will need treatment for your back.
Ah, okay. So it will be a different treatment that you're going to be following if you've just got back pain and not pelvic girdle pain.
And hopefully you will go away.
Great. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting, and specifically today more about pregnancy than parenting just yet. And yes, we're talking about pelvic girdle pain. If you want to join in the conversation, and if you've just joined, we're always open to questions. So please do send us a telegram on 061-895-1019, or you can SMS us at 34519. SMSs are charged at R1.50, because we would love for you to ask us some questions about pelvic girdle pain. Or maybe share your own experience, because it was for me very interesting. Like I mentioned earlier, I had serious heartburn, and that's the only kind of like ingrained, or that and my son's foot, like pushing here at the top of my rib, just underneath my breast at the last, I think, 6 weeks of pregnancy. It was a pain here that was really hectic. And that's like ingrained in my memory. And it was such a funny thing that as soon as he was born, there was no more heartburn, and there was no more that feeling. And it was more like, you know, it's a little bit sad and happy at the same time when you've got that feeling that now it's over, but it's not. It's actually the start of the journey. But anyway, you know what I mean. And that's now my next question is as well, does pelvic girdle pain, does it just go away once you've pushed out the baby?
So in some cases, it might go away. And hopefully you are one of those women who your pelvic girdle pain disappears. Relaxin stays in your bloodstream a little bit longer, especially if you are breastfeeding. So definitely much less of it compared to during pregnancy, and you are still recovering afterwards. So mostly, I want to say 75% of women who had severe pain, so this is now also the cases that they had severe pain during pregnancy, 75% of them recover soon after the delivery.
Oh, okay. That is good news. I do like that. But that brings me now to the other question, because you did already mention that if you've got lower back pain, obviously your treatment is going to be different. What do we do if we have, what is the treatment if you have pelvic girdle pain?
So if you notice that you are experiencing this, I want to say chronic type of pain in your pelvis during the pregnancy, it would be best to inform your gynae, midwife, or doula, and you can consult a physiotherapist. Physios can have special interests and be trained in women's health and pelvic health, so it would be best to go see someone like that if you do not have a physio you trust. And most gynaes work closely with these physios, and they would definitely be able to recommend one or two to you.
Okay. But what would you be doing, some exercises? Do you have to do like Kegel exercises? What kind of things are you going to be doing?
Yes, the physio will do mobilization techniques on you, even strengthening the pelvic floor as well as the other muscles around your core and your pelvis. They will give you advice on maybe wearing a maternity belt. They might do strapping, massage. Other things apart from physiotherapy that can help is swimming, heat therapy, massage, even going to the chiro or getting acupuncture. So there's many things you can try to decrease your symptoms.
I like that, and I especially want to highlight, especially to the fathers out there, because it is Mother's Day coming up. Massage. She's very specifically mentioned massage as that it helps. So just want to put it out there so that people hear that. But is there something that you can do to prevent that you don't get pelvic girdle pain?
Unfortunately, I don't think the research are out there, but there's a few things, and I'm going to combine this with what you can do after your pregnancy if you've had pelvic girdle pain. So there's a few risk factors, like being overweight. Unfortunately, we can't do something about our age, but if you are older and above 35, you have an increased risk of getting pelvic girdle pain and general weakness. If you do not have a routine where you exercise, strengthening up before you fall pregnant or before the pregnancies in the future, it will be a great idea to strengthen muscles that the muscles can support this pelvic girdle instead of the ligaments because of the relaxant that loosens it. So strengthening exercises is one of the best things you can do to prepare yourself to decrease the risk of getting it.
Oh, okay. See, it's also always, and I've said that so many times on this show before, it's like it's always the things that we know that's good for us. Exercise.
Yes.
You need to exercise. It's good for you. Then the next more practical question as well, is it, if you have pelvic girdle pain, is it going to affect whether you have a vaginal birth? Can you still have vaginal birth, or are you going to have a C-section?
Yes, it is possible to deliver your baby naturally. However, it is essential to discuss your situation with your healthcare provider. Your doctor will oversee your pain management during delivery, and different positions during labor can make it more tolerable. Having support from a partner, again, nudge to the dads, or doula can make a significant difference in your ability to cope with pelvic girdle pain during the delivery, but you are not forced to do a C-section if you have this type of pain.
I wonder now, because, I mean, let's face it, vaginal birth is painful.
Yes.
Is it really, I wonder if it's really pelvic girdle pain or just giving birth pain? Are you going to be able to distinguish between the pains?
My guess will be that the pelvic girdle pain you experience during your pregnancy would disappear or fall onto the background of pain when you are in labor.
I'm also thinking that. Yes. And if not, then if you're getting pain medication, it should help for that as well.
But then also, your partner, doula, pain medicine, and physicians can help with that.
Okay, see, you should just have a proper birthing plan and birth partner, and then you can still do it. That's not a problem. But you mentioned now earlier that after birth, most of the time, 75% of the time, it actually does go away on its own. Mm-hmm. What do you do then if it doesn't go away after that time? Do you...
Then you definitely, you have a, I think it is a 4 or a 6 week checkup with your gynae. It is important to tell your gynae about that. But before then, you can even start seeing your physiotherapist for pain management, stretches, strengthening as the pain allow. But the physiotherapy can significantly reduce your symptoms and accelerate your recovery.
Oh, that is good. Again, Does it actually help? Because I mentioned now earlier that I actually did some, like I did Preggy Betties, I did this class as well. Do things like that help?
Definitely. The stronger you are, the more stamina you actually have for specifically natural birth. Mm. But if you have a C-section, you have major abdominal surgery.
Yes.
The healthier you are, the stronger you are, the quicker your recovery is afterwards. The quicker your recovery, the decreased amount of pain you will have.
No. If you've had pelvic girdle pain with your first pregnancy, is your chances increased to have it again with the next pregnancy?
Unfortunately, that is one of the things that increase your risk to have it in future pregnancies. But the likelihood and severity vary from person to person. And like I mentioned, it is pain in previous pregnancies, age above 35, increased weight, and then the number of pregnancies you have can also be a risk factor that you will have it in the future.
Really? So the more kids you have, the higher chances you have. But yes. I mean, again, if you've had it now before, you know that prevention is better than cure. So maybe if you strengthen up then, do some really good core exercises.
Yes. And I have noticed that women don't recover well between pregnancies. And it is understandable because you have a little one to take care of and less time than ever before. The hormone relaxin is still there during your postpartum phase and breastfeeding. And that means that not just for the 9 months that you are pregnant, but for the months afterwards when you breastfeed, you still have relaxin in your body. If you are planning your pregnancies 2 years apart or 3 years apart and you breastfeed to a year, then the relaxin plays a very, very big role.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker. Is brought to you with compliments of Dis-Chem Baby City.
And just like that, another show is coming to a very strong end again. And I always hated when I'm running out of time, to be honest. If you've only just joined us, do not despair. Because this show and all of my other shows are luckily available as a podcast on our website, highfm.com. So you can, at your own leisure, go listen to this show and all the other shows to make sure you are up to date with parenting. And as I mentioned before, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. I really, really appreciate the fact. And I feel privileged that you are giving me some of your time. And I'm hoping that it is actually helping you, these shows. Today specifically, I have been speaking to physiotherapist Henri Potgieter about pelvic girdle pain. And it's been very insightful. So if you've had any kind of pain, I think this, you will find it very informative and very helpful. But before you go, Henri, there's a question I still want to ask, and then obviously get your details so that people can contact you. But first of all, one of the things that I found, especially when you're getting heavier and bigger, is the fact that sleeping obviously changes a little bit because you're really heavy and you're not going to be able to sleep on your stomach anymore. How is there ways that we can make it more comfortable, or how are we supposed to be sleeping?
So one of the best things, I haven't been pregnant, but I'm looking forward to having a pregnancy pillow one day to sleep with that. So it's not a U-shaped, it's a long U-shaped pillow.
It's like a giant banana.
It's a giant banana. And that banana is supposed to be from your neck through all the front, underneath your belly and through your legs. And I think if you are struggling with sleeping specifically, a pregnancy pillow must be a must in the cart. Add it to the cart immediately because that will help you. If you can't buy something like that, a pillow underneath your belly to kind of keep your body aligned will help, and a pillow in between your knees. So pillow underneath your head, underneath your belly, and in between your legs.
Yeah, I mean, you're mentioning the pillow, and just so that everyone knows, my husband threw out that pillow as soon as that baby was born, because I'm pretty sure I named my pregnancy pillow because I loved him so much. I did not want to get rid of that pregnancy pillow. Thank you so much, Henry, for joining me today. It was really great having you. But before you go, please let people know, how can they reach you? How can they find you? How can they get your help?
They can Google my name, Henry Potgieter, or they will see that in the podcast. I have a website where they can get all the contact details at my practice as well as my number, and they can book online. But I do want to say, I know that the radio show is in Joburg. There is so many good physiotherapists and specialized physios in pelvic and women's health that they will be able to contact them through their gynae's rooms.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Andrea. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Landy. Bye.